rural area people are lacking behind, especially when it comes to technology.
The act of inventing takes a lot of time, so you need to love it to make it work.
You face challenges generally because our product development took us more than a year because we are the pioneer. This will be the first time this is done in Nigeria.
Due to lack of funds and lack of support from other stakeholders, we are still trying to get other stakeholders on board so that we can be able to implement these innovations into place.
We take care of their homes, so if there's no energy at home, there's no access to energy or electrification in their homes.
Good day, Africa, and welcome to Africa Insights with Derek Mazaro on Channel Africa, the African perspective. On Africa Insights, we discuss everything infrastructure and various developments happening in our precious continent, Africa, the involvement of our people in key decision-making processes about infrastructure is very important because they are the ones who have to bear all the burdens that come with these projects. Our discussion in the previous episode was centered on Cape Verde, or Cabo Verde, a country that is an island on the western part of Africa. It is a small country, but it has some good infrastructure projects and also key developments happening in different sectors of the economy, like in energy, transport, and agriculture. Africa has the youngest population in the world, with 70% of sub-Saharan Africa under the age of 30. Such a high number of young people is an opportunity for the continent's growth. Today on Africa Insights, we are going to look at young people involved in innovative infrastructure projects. What kind of impact have they made or are they making so far? What kind of challenges are they facing? Have they been recognized by the government or anyone in the private sector? Young people who are focused on bringing solutions in the African continent could be in energy, transport, and other spaces. We have it all right here on Africa Insights today on the greatest station in the world, Channel Africa. I would like to hear from you. What is your opinion with regards to the importance of having young people with innovative infrastructure projects given more platform in our African countries? Please share with us your opinions and make this conversation more interesting. Do not hesitate to send me a text or call me on WhatsApp. My number is +27 68 295 27 10, +27 68 295 27 10. Also remember to send us tweets. Our Twitter handle is at Channel Africa 1 or at African Insight 3. Our Facebook is Channel Africa. You can also reach out to us on our website, which is www.channelafrica.co.za. And joining us on the show to discuss young people involved in different infrastructure projects in Africa is Kidume Zelipi, an electronic engineer and an innovator. And then we speak with Olokun Tolulope, the founder and CEO of ThinkBikes Limited. Also part of this conversation is Tobelani Matendwa, a managing director at DPT Engineering Group. And then we speak with Lenyo Radebe, a women in energy blogger. And lastly, we speak with engineer Mustafa Gajibo, the designer of the first electric vehicle in Nigeria, and Usman Rabishew, a skilled engineering student in Nigeria. Thank you for being with us. We're taking a short break, and after that, we talk young people involved in different infrastructure projects in Africa.
This is Live Well, where we take a closer look at how to achieve healthy, holistic African living. Join me, Palesa Tau, on this journey as we discuss various illnesses and diseases, find new ways to keep ourselves fit, as well as hear some inspirational health stories from around the continent. All this on Live Well, Mondays 10 a.m. CAT, right here on Channel Africa, giving you the African perspective.
Welcome back, and we're going to start our conversation now. Kitumese, please tell us about your company. We want to know about the Solar Backpacks initiative.
Thank you. Thank you, Derek, and good day to you and your listeners. My name is Kidumetse Lipi from Botswana. I'm an electronic engineer and an innovator, founder and chief engineer at a startup called Ked Lipi. I was born in Botswana, schooled in Botswana. Yeah, and started this startup in 2016. Ked Lipi is a company that specializes in electronics engineering, from household to industrial repairs, televisions, automation. And in 2021, we introduced the Department of Innovation, where we solve problems facing Africans from home to real life, challenging, life-changing solutions. So that's what we do at Ked Lipi. Ked Lipi is made up of five team, myself, the CEO, my managing director, Tawanda Matambo, our marketing manager, our sales manager, and our research and development manager. So it has been growing steadily since it was established. So far we have two innovations that we have done. The first one was a COVID machine, an automated machine, access control machine, which we have paused due to lack of funds to commercialize it. So that was the first innovation that we did. Secondly, it's one of the good and brilliant ideas that has drawn a lot of attention, drawn a lot of traction from various spheres of the country, or all the corners of the country, the Cheza Solar Backpack. Cheza Solar Backpack is an initiative, or it's a project, or it's an innovation that we innovated to help the kids in the rural areas where there is lack of electricity, or parents can't afford to buy electricity or connect electricity. So this backpack, what it does, it charges during the day when a kid is carrying it going to school and from school. And at late night, they are able to use the light, that is the LED light that is incorporated on the back, to study, do their homework, and also do whatever they can do home. So it also has a USB charging port, whereby you can also boost the charge your phone or your tablet. So it can boost the charge your phone up to 40%. The lighting can sustain a kid up to 5 hours of reading or studying. So Cheza is made out of canvas material, a solar panel, an LED light, and then USB charging port. We made it using this canvas material because canvas material it's a waterproof material. So we are trying to protect the electrical components that are incorporated on the back so that they shouldn't cause any danger to the user. So that's the project that we are currently working on that has drawn a lot of attention. So far we have sold 100 solar backpacks. We have successfully managed to manufacture and sell 500 solar backpacks into the market.
Thank you. And Tolu, what are the core pillars of your transport business, and what led you to set it up?
Hello, everyone. My name is Olukokun Tolu Lokwe. I'm the CEO of ThinkBikes Limited. ThinkBikes Limited is manufacturing electric cargo bikes in Nigeria here. for small businesses in Nigeria as well as other African countries as we are planning to expand. And we are doing this because we believe small businesses, especially MSMEs, are the highest employers of labor, and mobility is the driver of economy. And not having an efficient last mile transportation is killing so many businesses across Africa and other nations, as you may have known. So we are providing what we call the most affordable and clean last mile solution. Transportation is very important in every economy, and last mile segment is a very important part of it. So we figure that having an efficient means of transportation to move goods from the market to customers or from the farm to the market will go a long way. And if the cost is so minimal, it will also help the economy of the nation as well as individual business owners. And all of this we have put into consideration and how we've been able to come up with this initiative. So what led me to start it is that I had a background in mechanical engineering, and I've always wanted to impact my world with my knowledge and skills. So I've studied the problem that many businesses face. I took it upon myself to solve it with the electric mobility. You see, in Nigeria, or let's say in Africa, price determines choices, or let's say affordability determines choices. People are constantly looking for what is most affordable when it comes to transportation, because this actually affects the you know, end point of commodity they send. They sell their commodities to customers and all. And in Nigeria, when prices go up, it usually doesn't come down. And transportation is a very key factor of this, and it's a very important segment, and the reason why we are doing this. So we wanted to provide a very affordable means of transportation so as to, you know, better the economy of the business owners as well as the consumers. And going forward, this will be the first manufacturing company that is producing electric bicycles, cargo bikes in Nigeria, and one of the only in Africa. I stand to be corrected, but most companies are importing and assembling locally, but we are manufacturing, and we are getting about 60 to 65% of our components from our local market and the rest from international market. And so far, we've done about 2 prototypes, and the lessons learned from those 2 have been put in place in the production of the final one that we are currently selling to our customers. We have started supplying our customers, and we are getting feedbacks, they are enjoying it, and that's what we have achieved.
Great, Olu, thank you for that. Before we carry on, let's first get back to the issue of solar backpacks. Nana Shalindwe has been using the product, and this is what she has to say about the product.
The solar backpacks, they actually very user-friendly. It's very easy to use. I've been using it for two months now. Yes, it's very friendly, especially in South Africa now. There's a lot of load shedding, so you know, it's been very helpful, because within that 2 hours I can be able to charge my phone or my laptop, and it's got a LED light, and yes, it does last up to 6 hours. And yeah, I have not had any issues. I've been using it, you know, and It's very useful. At times it can charge while I'm like walking. I do walk a lot, I do take walks a lot. So sometimes when I go out, and of course, when you just want to, you know, brag, like a little gadget that you can show people, you know, so I do walk around with it a lot, and I don't have to then put it outside for it to charge. It's charging while I'm moving around. So, oh yes, it's been a very useful little gadget for me. You know, it's a backpack, but it's, yeah, it's like a gadget, because you can charge, you can use the light, you know. So it's been, I haven't had any issues at all, you know, because for us, the electricity goes for 2 hours. It hasn't gone beyond that. So in terms of, I do know the light lasts long, because I tested it one time. I just had to like switch it on so that I see if it really lasts 6 hours. And indeed, yes, it actually lasted even, I don't know. I just remember I just switched it off after 5 hours. So yeah, I can safely say, yes, the light does take long, the 5 to 6 hours. And yeah, it's just one of those beautiful, useful bags that you can have.
Thank you, Nana and Mustafa. We want to know about your electric vehicle. What made you come up with the idea, and how has been the response of the public and the private sector to your projects?
My name is Mustafa Abubakar Gajibu. I am the managing director of Phoenix Renewables and the co-founder. Phoenix Renewables is an indigenous company from Nigeria, which is into design and building of electric vehicles. What actually motivated me into going into electric vehicle is that I love solving problems. As you can see now, prices of fuel is going up all over the world. Prices of transportation is also going up. And also, you can see the damages and the pollution these petrol-powered vehicles are causing to our environment. So I actually went into design and building of electric vehicles, most especially buses for mass transit, so as to solve all these problems that I mentioned earlier. Thanks be to God, so far we have achieved a lot, because we have built prototype of electric tricycles, electric buses, which we have already deployed some as a pilot scheme in the capital city of Maiduguri, capital city of Borno State, Maiduguri, in Nigeria, which are already solving the problem I've mentioned earlier. We've marked up to a 1 month operations, and the buses have so far recorded over 21,000 passengers, and we have saved people a lot of money, most especially, you know, when the prices of fuel went up, prices of transportation in some of our localities went up by even 100%. So we still maintain the prices at a low, and based on our calculations, we were able to save people up to 1.5 million naira in just 1 month, and with just 10 buses. And to add to that, we have also saved the environment about 270 kilograms of carbon monoxide, which would have been emitted to the environment had it been these vehicles were petrol or gas powered. So moving forward, we went into full design and fabrication of these buses locally, using about 50 to 70% of locally sourced materials to build this bus. So far, we have already finished the prototype, which covers a distance of about 200 kilometers on one charge, and has a seating capacity of 12 persons. And these buses are fully air-conditioned. So far, we have not received any support that is financially from the government or any private sector. This project has been solely funded by our company. So as a company, we have been into renewable energy projects across the country. And it's from the proceeds of these projects that we make, we go into building of these buses. billion of the charging stations and funded most of our research and development.
Excellent, and thank you. Please give us a sense of what your blog on women in energy is about, and also enlighten us on how women are responding to the energy space or energy as a business.
The Meet the Women in Energy blog, I started it because I wanted to highlight the work that women in the energy space are doing, and what are the challenges that they are facing in the energy space. This was the reason why I started it is because energy impacts women at home, at work, and it also burdens them the most, because women are the ones who take care of their homes. So if there's no energy at home, there's no access to energy or electrification in their homes, they are the ones who have to go and fetch firewood. And if they're using paraffin, they are the ones whose health is impacted. When they're using wood, it's their health that is impacted. So it's important that women are included in the energy space when it comes to decisions that are being made about transitions to cleaner energy, because they know how that will impact their lives. So that is why I started the Meet the Women in Energy blog. Also, because in the professional space as well, there aren't a lot of women in the space at the moment. The space is dominated by men. Where women are, if there are women in the space, most of them are in low positions. They aren't in high positions. With the interviews that and the women that I've engaged with in the spaces. What they're also seeing is that there aren't a lot of women in the space, but more and more they're starting to see more women interested in the space and taking up the space. But also what came up a lot was mentorship was such a good tool to assist women to grow in the space and to help them guide them in the space. So mentorship. So a very good friend of mine, based in Kenya, runs a clean cooking stove company. In Kenya, a lot of the people there are still using charcoal. So her company produces stuff that reduce the amount of air pollution that comes out of the coal, so it's more efficient and the coal lasts longer. So like there are a lot of those initiatives that young women are doing in the space to try and drive more use towards cleaner energy use.
Thank you, Tlengiwe, and over to you, Usman. Also tell us about yourself, your projects, and why they are good for the African continent.
Thank you very much for taking this time. I'll tell you about myself and what inspired me to be an innovator. You see, in my case, experience, learning, and knowledge sharing are the key drivers of creativity, invention, and innovation. I'm very much pragmatism, who loves to learn by doing and progress, based upon experience. When I learn, I tend to invest all my existing assimilated knowledge, effort, and passion into capturing and creating new knowledge asset, and then sharing this asset with anyone who has an interest, because innovation is what drives the world now. So I love innovation, and what really inspired me to be an innovator is that when you have the capacity or knowledge to invent, then you have the capacity and knowledge to teach more people across the globe. The project that I'm working on is my final year project. The project title is a firefighting robot. The firefighting robot is a compact and compatible emergency responder robot that assists firemen in fighting high rising fires, especially in highly dangerous environments where it is not safe for people to enter. It has advantage features such as the ability to detect the source of fire, extinguish it, and increase the knowledge about fire behavior from the incident area. This robot can extinguish different types of fire in all angles, of the any kind of building, such as office, residential building, schools, and other places. Electric and metal fire without spraying it in the shortest time, because fire causes a hazardous problem every year, especially in Africa. So by inventing the firefighting robot with a fast speed and fast sensing capabilities, it will help to extinguish the fire without any other problem. It can also help the firemen to work perfectly without being lost, without any kind of loss of life, because so many firefighters are losing their life every year in order to extinguish fire in so many places.
Wonderful, let's take a short break. We're back in a moment with more on the topic.
Have you ever asked yourself, what on earth am I here for?
When God placed his image in us, he placed a sense of eternity within us.
What is my purpose in life?
I was made for greatness. I just don't know what it is yet, but I was made for greatness.
Life by Design explores the journey of people from around the continent who live a life of purpose. They share their experience on how they discovered what they were meant to do. Join me, Amanda Machaga, every Monday at 8:05 Central African Time for your weekly dose of Monday motivation, only on Channel Africa, The African Perspective.
Life by Design. Be the architect of your life.
Welcome back on Africa Insights with Derek Mazarura, and we're discussing young people involved in infrastructure projects in Africa with Kitume Selipi, an electronic engineer and an innovator. And then we'll also speak with Olulekun Tolulope, the founder and CEO of Think Bikes Limited. Also part of this conversation is Tobelani Matenjwa, managing director at DPT Engineering Group. And then we also speak with Lingua Radebe, a women in energy blogger. And lastly, we speak with engineer Mustafa Kajibo, the designer of the first electric vehicle in Nigeria, and Usman Rabishehu, a skilled engineering student. Thank you all for staying tuned, and now to you, Tobelani. Tell us about the work that you're doing in the solar energy field, and are there any opportunities for youth and women in the field?
So basically what the company is doing the certification and verification of solar installations, which encompasses all the testing required for the COC to be issued for the client. And also we are doing the solar installations as well. So in regards to the certification and verification of solar installations, we are doing that to ensure that the installation is properly done, and it's according to the compliance of the PV Green Card standard to ensure the security of our clients, and also into the integration of the PV and the grid, which is very crucial and very important for a client to have an updated COC report. So that's what we are doing as the company, and we are doing the installation for residential and commercial purposes. So if you are really interested in solar energy, I think you can reach out to us and contact us, and we can do the quotations, and we can provide the service. I strongly believe that the industry is open for everyone, youth in particular, and I think we are in a situation whereby the unemployment rate is too much in our country, and not only in our country, but I think when you look at the entire continent of Africa. So looking at the solar business, it could be one of the solutions to mitigate the unemployment rate in our country, in our continent, looking into solar direction. And also, of course, when you look at the load shedding, in the country, of which it's also a crisis and could be an opportunity for the youth and for women to actually switch into solar direction. Could be solar installations or selling those solar, you know, could be you know, a good space for them to utilize their skills, you know, and apply their knowledge, you know, especially those who have that background in engineering, you know, so it could be a great opportunity.
And carrying on, Kidumeze, what challenges do children in the rural areas face, and what innovative methods are you planning to introduce in the rural areas in order to help them?
Rural area people are lagging behind, especially when it comes to technology. They're lagging behind in a lot of stuff. Lack of electricity, it's a challenge. It's a challenge in the rural areas. That's when we sat down and said, what can we help the students in rural areas? The simplest and affordable solution to them, to help them improve their education level, to help them be equal to the students that are living in urban areas. So that's when we came about this innovation, the Cheza Solar Backpack. So it's not only Cheza, we have other blueprints of other innovations that we are trying to implement in rural areas to try to wipe away poverty, because the foundation of wiping out poverty is by providing good quality education and providing utensils that will assist a student to pass at school. So solar systems at homes, you know, those are some of the projects that we are trying to work on.
Thank you. And Olu, to boost trade and service delivery, why is transport infrastructure like yours important in Nigeria, West Africa, and other African countries? And also, please state any challenges you have been facing in business as a young person.
Transportation or mobility generally is a driver of economy in every nation. I mean, without mobility, nothing moves. So from that point, you will say that having an efficient, effective means of mobility will help trade and service delivery greatly. So when there are bad road infrastructures, when there are no, you know, adequate means of mobility, business suffers, commerce suffers. And that is why what we are doing is very key to the economy. Being a young person and trying to do business is quite difficult because, number one, you face challenges generally, because our product development took us more than a year, because we are the pioneer. This will be the first time this is done in Nigeria, you know, and there are no standards to follow, nobody to emulate. You just have to bring everything, test your materials. So from the angle of product development alone, it is very challenging. But thank God we have overcome that. We got help. We got help from a lot of people, organizations like Siemens Stifong, like IFAIR, you know. They've been very helpful in our product development.
Great. Olu and Mustafa, how can the generation of more electric vehicles help reduce air pollution? And how are electric vehicles a business opportunity for the youth?
The increase in manufacture and the use of electric vehicle will actually reduce air pollution, because based on the statistics, most of the air pollution that directly affects the human beings are the ones that come out from the mobility. That's from the vehicles we use, from the cars, the trains, the aeroplanes, and other mobility means. So whenever vehicles are being changed from petrol powered, diesel powered, or gas powered to fully electric, there is every tendency to reduce the emission. I think the whole electric vehicle is a new thing to the world. So it is called new energy vehicles. So I think it is the opportunity for youths to play vital roles in it. That's why for us here at Phoenix, most of our people are even at the young age, which I think the oldest among is just 30, and we have women also involved. We have up to 3 women in our workforce. We have a workforce of 20 people. Although we are still at the research and development, most of our products have not yet been commercialized.
Thank you. Let's go for another short break. Join us after this.
Channel Africa brings you Science Tech Africa, a program that talks about science and technology stories in relation to Africa. Do tune in Saturday at 8 o'clock Central African Time or stream us live on www.channelafrica.co.za. And don't forget, we also on the Southern African DSTV audio bouquet, Channel 802. Channel Africa, from the African perspective.
Welcome back to Africa Insights, and my name is Derek Mazara. We are talking young people involved in infrastructure projects in Africa with Kitumeze Lipi, an electronic engineer and an innovator. And then we also speak with Olulekun Torulope, the founder and CEO of ThinkBikes Limited. Also part of this conversation is Tobelani Matenjwe, managing director at DPD Engineering Group. And then we also speak with Lenyo Radebe, a women in energy blogger. And lastly, we speak with engineer Mustafa Gajibu, the designer of the first electric vehicle in Nigeria, and Usman Rabishew, a skilled engineering student. And Usman, any closing remarks, a plea you can make to those in leadership positions or in decision-making positions, and any words of encouragement to other innovators like yourself?
My advice for the leadership is, the leadership should encourage inventors across the globe, especially in Africa, because without innovation, we cannot go anywhere. The world is now a digital place, and we are left behind, especially with the Africans. Secondly, my second advice is for inventors and inventions. If you are a serious inventor and you do not plan on giving up the first time an obstacle is placed in front of you, then you absolutely need to focus on something for which you have a true passion. The point here is simple. The act of inventing takes a lot of time, so you need to love it to make it work. There will be inevitable be both success and setbacks, and any inventor who is honest will tell you the setbacks outnumber the success. What makes inventing rewarding is the pursuit of success and the challenge if you are not passionate about your invention and the field of endeavors. The likelihood you will succeed is very low.
Thank you. We've come to the end of the show, and we thank you all for participating. Always on Africa Insights, these conversations are only made possible by you. The help that the youth in Africa need can only be made possible by you. Africa, your time to do things yourself is now. Africa, you must rise. To all the youths in Africa, we are the future, and the future is now. Wherever you might be located, your project is important and Africa needs it. Share with us your ideas. Send me a text or call me on WhatsApp. My number is +27 6829 527 10. Also, you can send us tweets. Our Twitter handle is at Channel Africa 1 or at African Insight 3. Our Facebook is Channel Africa. You can also reach out to us on our website, which is www.channelafrica.co.za. Join me again next week, same time, on Channel Africa, the African perspective. My name is Derek Mazarura, and it's bye for now.